We've gotten to talk a lot over the last couple days about things we like to talk about with our families at Thanksgiving and Christmas, about what we do, constitutional issues, searches, accommodations, all the really fun stuff. But now we're going to talk about our real full-time job on the school side, which is the Public Information Act. We are really lucky to have Leah Wingerson here from Walsh, Gallegos, Trevino, Kyle, and Robinson. Leah was at the Open Records Division of the AG's office fresh out of law school, and was at Louisville ISD in-house and is now at Walsh Gallegos, so she has literally seen this issue from just about every side. So please join me in welcoming Leah Wingerson.
That's not my slideshow. How do I get to mine? Pivot. I'll just do this one. That'd be great. As he did say, I have had a lot of experience working with the PIA. My entire career actually has involved working with the PIA, and I have been, I guess, fortunate now to be able to have seen it from all different perspectives. Definitely working in the AG's office in their Open Records Division gave me a great starting point, and kind of at this point gives me a lot of background and kind of insight, insider type of information for now being able to translate and use that information to help my clients in the school districts handle and process their public information requests. And what I've come to find out, interestingly, is that there's a really common misunderstanding or misconception that specifically with personnel records, which is what we're going to be talking about today, a lot of people think that there's just a blanket exception that personnel records can be withheld simply because they are personnel records. In fact, I received an email from a client yesterday asking me that exact same question. Hey, we've got this public information request. It's for certain types of personnel records. We can just withhold those, right? Because they're personnel records. And my answer is always no. There is no blanket exception to disclosure for personnel records. So what we have to look at then is what is contained in those personnel records and what parts of those records may or may not be protected one way or another from disclosure. And so that's what we're going to talk about today. And we're going to start out basically talking generally what is available to the public. And then I'm going to go through those exceptions to disclosure and then these confidentiality provisions that do allow you to withhold parts of personnel records. But we're going to start out with generally a lot of the common information that you find in personnel records that is available to the public and that you will be releasing. Some of them are, kind of easy to understand. Some of them might be a little bit surprising. Names of employees, names of applicants for employment, except watch their exception for superintendent candidates. There is an exception for that. Dates of employment, current former employees, current and previous positions, their salary information, their curriculum vitae and resumes, but be aware that a lot of them include their personal information at the top, home address, home phone number, email address, and if they are hired on as an employee, they have the, they can have some of that information protected and withheld. Evaluations of employees other than certified teachers and administrators, and I'll talk about this a little bit more later because there is a really, I've also discovered a common misunderstanding about that. We all know that there are, those of us who practice this area, know that there is an exception for evaluations for certified teachers and administrators, but that's where it ends. It does not extend to all employees. So you will be releasing evaluations for, say, coaches. That's a big misunderstanding. I'll talk a little bit more about that. But also your paraprofessionals, your food service workers, your custodial staff, whoever else you might have an evaluation for, there is no protection for those. There's no confidentiality statute for those. So you will be releasing those. Obviously, you're going to look through and see if there's anything in those documents that might otherwise be protected, but they're not protected simply because they're an evaluation.